course, we're entering into the phase of the life of the children of Israel where it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. As we've seen today, I mean, we covered the lives of four kings today. And one of them was true to God. It was just been a couple of days ago that we were at the apex of the children of Israel. In Solomon's reign, everything established, everything at peace, everything bountiful, and prosperity reigned. And within 30 years of that, everything has gone nuts. Everything is polluted. And the culture is beginning to disintegrate and implode because things are being introduced into it that are not what God established in the desert with Moses. Next generation is coming in. Things are shifting. But I guess probably what really just leaped off the page to me was Peter. And it wasn't anything that, it wasn't his vision, it wasn't the opening to eating other foods and all this kind of stuff that were non-traditional for him as a Jew. It was in contrast to what happened yesterday in the Old Testament when the holy man prophesied against the altar of Jeroboam. Do you remember that? And it split and a prophet lied to him and he came and ate and because he did not follow God's advice, not advice, command, completely, he was killed by a lion. To contrast that today, Cornelius' servants come to get Peter. Now, Peter would be foolish just to go off with anybody, especially in that day when Christians are finding themselves dead. But Peter was praying and the Holy Spirit in advance gave him words, these men are from me, go with them. Don't even think about it. It's not a problem. And that's what Peter did. He obeyed. Yesterday, the man came and said, I'm from God. I'm also a prophet. And God told me to come make you a meal. And you should come home with me. See, there's a vast contrast between someone saying they are from God with a message for you and God saying it to you. When someone comes with a message from God for you, it very well might be from God. But you need God to confirm that for you in your heart and your spirit and in your community of believers that you are with. Otherwise, you might find yourself facing a lion.